Well, it's Saturday, January 2nd, and I'm doing an update on the two sequences that were released this morning out of San Bernardino. These two sequences were collected on December 20th, and it is almost certain that they came from a family in Big Bear in San Bernardino County, just to the east of Los Angeles. This family was described in media reports, and their sample was also collected on December 20th. At least one of them had contact with a traveler from the UK. And this would be the first case in the US that was linked directly to a UK traveler. The prior sequences in the US have all been identified by the S dropout method, and the S dropout method is based upon a pattern seen in a PCR test where the targets of the N gene and the ORF1AB genes both give strong positives, but the S or spike gene is negative. It drops out of the series. That's because it's targeted to a 6-nucleotide deletion in the spike gene that represents position 69 and 70. And since that is deleted, the primer can't bind and it gives a negative signal. The difference between that approach and the approach from this morning's sequences was this morning sequences use the contact information to actually flag this case, and therefore it's good for identifying people that either came from the UK or were contacts of people that came from the UK, but people that had been infected by a community spread wouldn't be picked up because those people really don't know how they got infected. But using the PCR test as a way to quickly identify those that have this deletion. Yesterday, the CDC released 29 sequences that had been done by Helix Illumina in San Diego. And that was part of an effort to identify sequences by the S-drop method. Of those 29, 22 did have the deletion. And of the 22 with the deletion, 4 were the UK variant or B.1.1.7. And had the full assortment of changes in the spike gene. In addition to having three deletions, they had 7 other mutations. So there's modifications ongoing to actually produce a an assay for the third deletion. And these sequences from this particular variant would then be a double dropout, that it would give a negative results for the position 69 and 70, and it would also give a negative results for position 145, sometimes called 144. And it's likely that this double dropout method would be able to be widely applied and identify many, many more such variants in the population that was being spread in the community. And I would expect those numbers to increase pretty dramatically in the near term. That may still be too late to get this under control. In fact, it's almost certainly going to be too late because these sequences, there's been passengers infected coming from the UK for some time, and now the variant is spreading, and it spreads very easily. And so the number of people that came over 2, 3, 4 weeks ago would have infected around, a large number of people who would have infected another large number. It'd be spreading exponentially. And this approach, this double drop, double drop out, should be able to identify this particular strain. Now, unfortunately, there are multiple strains that are circulating in the US and worldwide that are earlier versions. Just a brief review. These are all of these mutants or variants derived from the Italian strain. The Italian strain, I kind of called it that because it was found in northern Italy back in February, and it had a change of position 614, the D changed to G. And it was also called the G clade, and then when a few more mutations showed up, there was the GH clade and the GR clade. But it was clear that the clades that had that change of position 614 were essentially spreading worldwide. And the prediction was that it was going to take over the world. It was in New York, and then that spread to the Northeast and including New Jersey and Eastern Pennsylvania. And then it was in other cities like New Orleans and Detroit and Chicago, and led to large outbreaks there in the spring. But then it continued to spread, and it was clear that it was going to do that because Connecticut had another strain there, and it was quickly overtaken by the Italian strain. And even in Seattle, which had the ORF8 strain, that was quickly taken. It is also called the S strain, was quickly overtaken by the Italian strain. So, WHO came out with a report on the 31st on variants, and it acknowledged that D614G has spread worldwide. Didn't exactly say that that was essentially the only version that's currently in circulation. So everything has D614G now. And then it described the variants starting with the mink farms in Denmark, which had the 6970 deletion and one other change in the receptor binding domain. And that subsequently spread through humans in Europe, and there are versions in the United States. And then that ended up giving rise to the UK or the B.1.1.7 clade, which has that deletion, but it also has a different receptor binding domain change at position 501. That's and change to Y. That same receptor binding domain changes in the South African variant, which is why it's called 501.V2. Version 2 of the 501 change. It's got the same change of 501, but it's got a different constellation of genes. And there are others that are in the UK clade that are in the US. There's one by the cleaver site, which is P681H, and that is widespread US. In fact, most of the sequences for 500, like as in over 500 have that change. There's over 100 sequences in New York with that change, and over 100 sequences in California with that change. And in fact, that position's also changed to R, so it's P6811R, and that is literally adjacent to the polybasic cleavage site. And so the positions after, there are R's at position 681, 682, 683, 685. That is looking more and more like cleavage sites for high-age influenza, which usually has six or seven basic amino acids in a row. The variant P61R has three in a row and a fourth one away. Anyway, it already has a furin cleavage site. This requires two basic amino acids that's already present in all of them. Of the SARS-CoV-2, not just the Italian strain, where it's in the Wuhan strain. It was there initially. And because furin is fairly widespread and the ACE2 receptor is widespread, cells has those ingredients, the receptor and the protease, can actually be viral, allow the virus to enter, which is a reason the virus can infect many cells. So the bottom line, there are a number of different strains. There are a bunch of different mutations common with the UK variant. They're in the U.S. The U.S. made home variants and not do this huge characteristic that really stands out for the UK variant and the South Africa variant. They both have the change up to 5.1. The U.S. has a few isolated 4.1 previously by itself. Didn't really take a few of them. One's in one in New York, one's in, in Washington. But those were, I don't know, 5 months ago, they haven't really caught off. The upper has change with the change in PD deletion. And I is of great. So it's bird now with the Stanford. It was in San Diego. There's four in Diego County, San Diego area for pluses. There's one in the Colorado, another one. Definitely got a second. There's four. The four run all of the San Diego County. We're all identified through these top. Not report. If you won't get to Bradford, the spring, their communities, just to identify a